Tales from a Time Gone By. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer and Rakesh Sharma. Only on The Podcaster.
You know, with every passing episode of Flashback, it's beginning to feel like Rakesh and I are these intrepid explorers of the unknown when it comes to music, with our machetes going through the Amazon rainforest, trying to hack away at whatever anaconda or gnarled root is trying to grab at our ankles.
And Lewis just... and Clark of old Hindi film music.
No, but just that thing happened to us. Well, we decided to start with that piece of music, which, of course, if you grew up in the 80s, you will recognize as the song that brought the entire nation together on Sunday mornings, 9:30 a.m., Ramanand Sagar's Ramayana. Mm-hmm. And part of Flashback is also, I think, trying to dodge some of the things that we take for granted. So one has heard of Ravindra Jain's association with, you know, Ramayana. But we figured that it wasn't him who composed that song. He didn't even actually lend his vocals to the theme song of Ramayana. It was indeed, along with Kavita Krishnamurti, Anand Kumar C. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, a big discovery. And if you're wondering who Anand Kumar C is, he's also sung for Amitabh Bachchan, by the way, in Kasme Vaade. Not one of the popular songs in the track. There was Sunny. And interestingly, if you recall the Kalyanji Anandji special I did play you, that Kurbani song, Hum Tumhe Chahte Hain, the Naseeb Insaan part, which is how that song begins, is Anand Kumar C. And sometimes you know a piece of music and you don't know anything about it at all.
I honestly thought that voice was Narendra Chanchal, or in the case of the Ramayana song, I thought it was Ravindra Jain himself.
Yeah, and Jaydev was the composer of that title track. The rest of the music for the serial was indeed composed by Ravindra Jain, who happens to be the subject of Flashback today. But what we also realize is sometimes it's not just about discovering new things about people, things that we didn't know, and being surprised and awed with all of that information. It's also about, you know, discovering what you thought was true of a singer, as we have actually in the last few episodes, is not, or a composer or a lyricist, isn't really the case at all.
Yeah, it's a lot of unlearning along with a lot of learning.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing, of course, that's one piece of music that he had not much to do with. I can't say he had nothing to do with it at all. But the rest of the show, I promise, is going to be about.
But then again, he was very much involved with Ramayana. He recorded the Chopai. I mean, he recorded a lot of allied music with the Ramayana. So it's not too far off.
Yeah. Now that we have your attention, because that is really what that piece of music did for people in the 80s. Everybody just dropped whatever it was that they were doing. And like, you know, Jaydev was some Pied Piper, they would just flock to their television sets. And that was really a Sunday well spent. But this day, whatever day it is, I hope is well spent as we take you through Ravindra Jain's life. But yes, there's another reason we've chosen Ravindra Jain as our subject on Flashback today. By the way, welcome to the show. This is Sheetal.
I'm Rakesh.
And that reason is that the 3rd of December is observed by the United Nations as International Day of Persons with Disabilities towards a more inclusive society. And we were doing our reading and we figured that there aren't that many people in the world of films that are persons with disabilities.
Well, the West is certainly doing a little bit better on this count. We saw Coda, which won Best Picture Oscar last year. A lot of the actors were in fact people who are deaf. And there are plenty of examples of people who have cast people who are autistic or blind or deaf or disabled in any other way to play those roles.
Right.
Not so much in India. Yeah. You would be hard-pressed to find a character with disability being taken on by a person with disability. And the film industry at large, even if it is behind the scenes, is not particularly disability-friendly or inclusive in that regard. The only other example that we can think of is Sudha Chandran, who lost a limb in a tragic car accident, and since then has had one of the most famous examples because of the Jaipur Foot.
Right.
And then there is Ravindra Jain. There are lots of other people with dyslexia and depression, and a lot of actors and actresses coming forward these days talking about their mental health challenges. But other kinds of disability simply do not exist.
And that's probably why, you know, Ravindra Jain himself, in all of the interviews in the course of our research, we found that there was very little he really said about his own disabilities. And I suppose that was perhaps because he wanted to be known more for his music. I don't know if there was, you know, there was some potential to raise awareness, etc. But that's moot.
Yeah.
But he didn't really talk or dwell on his disability and his visual impairment. He was born blind.
Yeah.
So the only other person that I know with a visual impairment who's also a musician was a teacher of mine in school. So he taught us Hindustani classical music, and he was Natubai sir. And this goes out to him, really. He was the only person that I knew who had a visual impairment and who was, you know, adept, really adept at singing. And he would sense people coming in. And he, you know, my mother would walk across the room. She was a teacher as well. She'd walk across and he'd say, "Radha Ben, is that you?" And he'd just know. So it turns out, I think there's some research, right?
There is some research. I mean, all of those grandma's tales we used to hear that if you lose one sense, the other senses get heightened. That's not necessarily true. My neuroscience training should at least teach me that. I mean, of course, there's enough research to suggest that as well. When blind individuals lose their sight at early ages, research has gone on to show it's certainly a disadvantage, obviously. But there are some interesting positive effects as far as their musical sensitivity goes. Blind children's brains undergo radical changes in order to make better use of the sensory inputs they can gather, is what research has shown. fMRI and lesion studies go on to show that blind individuals since childhood repurpose, you know, a large portion of what their visual cortex is in order to respond better to auditory stimuli. So the age-old thing that people hear of, your senses are heightened, are in a way true. That's not exactly how it works. But yes, there is a better understanding and better response to auditory stimuli. And clearly, that is also something that is going on with Ravindra Jain, as it was in the case of, let's say, Ray Charles, one of the most famous blind musicians of all time, or indeed Stevie Wonder.
And the musical wonder we are about to rediscover on Flashback today is Ravindra Jain.
And as always, we have the man himself to guide us through his life story. This is yet another interview from the archive, which we happened to have from our WorldSpace days, where he spoke about a few new films that were coming out at that time, because in the 2000s he did come back to compose for a lot of films, because he had taken a sort of sabbatical, perhaps not by choice. Or not enthused by the fact that the kind of music that was happening at that time. But he did come back because Vivah, which was a Rajshri production film, had music by him, as also Ek Vivah Aisa Bhi. I think there was another film of that sort. Which brings us, of course, to the idea of how did Ravindra Jain come into Hindi films. Rajshri, which is the Vivah connection, is obviously a huge name here because it was through the Rajshri films that he made such a name for himself. But that's not where it all began. Where did his musical journey, pre-films, begin?
बचपन तो अभी तो खत्म हुआ ही नहीं ज्ञानी हमें सबसे बच्चा हूँ मैं हाँ बचपन कहाँ खत्म होना है जहाँ कुछ सीखना है तो सबसे पीछे मैं ही हूँ जानने की जो श्रृंखला है उसमें सबसे पीछे मैं खड़ा हूँ
अच्छा लेकिन संगीत का मतलब
हाँ, संगीत का ही तो बस ये संगीत की ही बात कर रहा
हूँ हाँ.
वैसे तो बचपन अलीगढ़ में गुजरा है अलीगढ़ में जन्म हुआ है
हाँ.
अलीगढ़ एक उत्तर प्रदेश में आपने सुना होगा एक छोटा सा शहर है जिसकी यूनिवर्सिटी काफी मशहूर है अलीगढ़ विश्वविद्यालय है तो वहाँ का जन्म है और म्यूजिक की ट्रेनिंग फॉर्मल ट्रेनिंग क्लासिकल म्यूजिक वोकल के लिए है मैंने प्रयाग संगीत समिति से एक प्रभाकर की छोटी सी डिग्री है वो हासिल की 1957 में और फिर मैं वहाँ से अलीगढ़ में ही हमारे जो तीन तीन लोगों से सीखा था उनका नाम एक मास्टर जी एल जैन दूसरे पंडित जनार्दन शर्मा नाथुराम जी शर्मा इनके पास अलीगढ़ में क्लासिकल वोकल की ट्रेनिंग ली और जो कोर्स बताया इलाहाबाद से वो संगीत समिति से किया और जो शेर व शायरी वगैरह का जो की प्रति जो रुझान रहा वो अलीगढ़ से क्योंकि वहाँ हिंदी और उर्दू की मिली जुली तहजीब है ठीक है
अच्छा।
तो वहीं से शुरू हो गया था ये कविताएं पढ़ना लिखना थोड़ा थोड़ा फिर मैं मेरे गुरुजी ने कहा कि अब तुम देशाटन करो और कलकत्ते चले जाओ
गोरी तेरा गांव बड़ा प्यारा मैं तो गया मारा आके यहाँ रे
कलकत्ता में चूंकि टैगोर ऑलवेज फैसिनेटेड मी टैगोर को जानने के लिए वहाँ की बंगला म्यूजिक को स्टडी करने के लिए कलकत्ते 60s का जो दशक है 10 years का जो पीरियड था वो 60 से 69 एंड तक कलकत्ता में था जहाँ मैंने सारा वहाँ का स्टडी किया टैगोर काजी नजर इस्लाम वहाँ के जो और पुराने ऑथर्स कंपोजर्स थे उनको समझा वहाँ पे क्योंकि कलकत्ता कॉस्मोपॉलिटन सिटी था सब तरह के लोग थे आसाम भी था उड़ीसा भी बिहार भी यूपी तो सारे फोक वहाँ सुनता था और वहाँ क्लासिकल का चूंकि बहुत अच्छा गढ़ था बड़े बड़े कलाकार थे तो सबकी की संगत मुझे मिली मतलब मेरा सौभाग्य था कि उन सबके साथ बैठा उन सबको सुना
अच्छा।
तो वहाँ से ही मेरे एक प्रोड्यूसर मिल गए थे श्री राधेश्याम जी झुंझुनवाला जो मुझे बॉम्बे अपनी फिल्म के लिए अनुबंधित करके बॉम्बे ले आए थे।
सजना है मुझे सजना के लिए जरा उलझी लटे सवार लो हर अंग का रंग निखार लो के सजना है मुझे।
जब मैं कलकत्ते था ना
हाँ।
तो मैं सुनता था ये बड़े बड़े लोगों को ना बड़े गुलाम जी खान साहब अमीर खान साहब ओंकार नाथ जी और पंडित भीम सिंह जी जोशी इन सबको सुनता रहता था
अच्छा।
तो जब मुझे ये अंदाजा हो गया कि इतना जो जिस हाइट पे ये लोग जा चुके हैं
हाँ।
वहाँ तक भी जाना मेरे लिए मुमकिन नहीं होगा इतना अच्छा ऑलरेडी हमारे सामने है तो मैंने फिर थोड़ा मैंने सोचा कि इसी इन्हीं रागों और इन्हीं लोकगीतों से और इन्हीं वेस्टर्न जो सिस्टम है
हाँ।
उसको कंबाइंड करके एक अपनी अलग दिशा चुनी जिसमें कंपोजिशंस का काम है। यूं तो थोड़ी बहुत चुने बचपन से थोड़ा बहुत लिखना और ट्यून्स करना करने का शौक था मुझे
हाँ।
क्योंकि मेरे सबसे पहले जो गुरुजी थे वो कंपोजर थे वो ड्रामा नाटकों के लिए गाने बनाया करते थे
हाँ।
तो वो संस्कार जो था ना
हाँ।
वो था और भजन वगैरह चूंकि फादर मेरे पंडित इंद्रमणि जी वैद्य जी शास्त्री अलीगढ़ में थे
हाँ।
जो जिनसे वो भजन का घर में सारा वातावरण था तो वो वहाँ से जो था ना एक उस अंकुर तो वहीं से पड़ गया था। तो फिर कलकत्ते आके मैंने बंगला गाने पहले बनाए
अच्छा।
बहुत सारे बंगला गाने बंगला सीखा वहाँ जाके गाने वहाँ लिखना शुरू किया बनाए रिकॉर्ड किए
हाँ।
तो वहीं से एक मैंने एक फिर मोड़ दिया
हाँ।
मैंने कहा ये इस दिशा में शायद कुछ एक अलग जगह बना पाऊँ
अच्छा।
तो आज ईश्वर ने कृपा की और आज आपसे बात हो रही है।
You know, that thing is rather familiar, at least from our previous episode as well, when you recognize that the field that you want to be good at has so many stalwarts that there is simply no okat for you to be in it. We heard that from Ravi as well last time. And that's the same thing with Ravindra Jain as well.
Yeah. And you'll hear that note of, you know, practicality in the way he approached his
yeah.
musical compositions and what he said about, you know, what he thinks of today's music, which is not today at all, it was 20 years ago, by the way.
No,
and it's funny,
15
right?
years ago.
People keep saying the same thing all the time across decades.
That's true.
What do you think about, yeah, you know, the music of the current generation? They're always saying something.
You know, this happened pleasant, all the way back in 1950, like when Gore Gore Oba Ke Chore Ke, that song from Samadhi.
Yes, Samadhi.
People apparently were aghast
yeah.
that Lata Bhai could sing a song like this and this is besmirching the entire reputation
yeah.
of the industry. That has always happened, you know,
yeah.
just take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah, and you know, Ravindra Jain went on to say that, you know, this is commercial art. It's not art.
Mm.
It's commercial art and therefore the trickiest thing is to be able to play for or rather compose or sing for both the classes and the masses. And
yeah.
he was very clear about that. You'll hear some of that in the conversation that we have for you today.
Yeah.
But there's something else, right? Interestingly, with this practicality, there is a superstition angle as well.
Yeah, an angle. He credits his entry into the film industry to a man called Radhesham
Jhunjhunwala,
who mm-hmm. came with him from Calcutta. And of course, it was the Rajshri Productions that gave him the big breaks. It was not a single break. It was multiple films. And then what was the other art?
Yes, there was Ramanand Sagar.
Yes, and that's the Ramayan.
Yeah, Ram Teri Ganga Meli, Raj
and
Kapoor.
Raj Kapoor. And then there was also Rafi.
Yes.
In fact, Rafi was the first singer that he recorded a film song with. The first official release that Ravindra Jain had was Kaanch
Aur Heera.
Film sank without trace, I think.
Yeah.
Although we did have a song from the album, is what Sheetal tells me, from our old database.
Yeah.
But that was not the song that he recorded. In fact, it was for another Sippy film that Rafi recorded a song, which never quite got released. And you will not only hear about this story, but also listen to him sing a little bit of that song.
Achha, क्या एक सफलता जो मिली वो तो चोर मचाए शोर से मिली।
हाँ।
और वैसे मुझे मेरे जो म्यूजिक नोटिस किया गया
हाँ।
वो सौदागर से
हाँ।
ये राशि फिल्म मालूम थी ना हमारे राजकुमार जी बढ़ जाते तारातन जी
हाँ।
इनकी फिल्म थी सौदागर, इसमें अमित जी थे, नूतन जी और पद्मा जी थी ना
हाँ।
इसमें वो आपने शायद देखे वो रस्से खजूर का गुड़ बनाने वाले की कहानी थी
हाँ।
है ना, जिसका गाना वो तेरा मेरा साथ रहे वगैरह है
हाँ।
ना दूर है किनारा और सजना है मुझे सजना के लिए, तो वो फिल्म से मेरी मुझे एज ए कंपोजर एक स्टेटस उस फिल्म से मिल गया था।
अच्छा।
बाकी जो चोर मचाए शोर है वो कमर्शियल बॉक्स ऑफिस पे वो सफल हुई फिल्म, जिसमें वो घुंगरू की तरह वगैरह गाने थे, एक डाल पे तोता बोले
हाँ।
है ना,
एक डाल पर तोता बोले, एक डाल पर तोता बोले, एक डाल पर मैना।
सौदागर थी हमारे बड़जा इतिहास की
हाँ।
और चोर मचाए शोर नारी सिप्पी साहब की फिल्म थी, जिनके हाँ। साथ दो फिल्में मैंने की, दूसरी फिल्म फकीरा थी
हाँ।
उसके भी गाने बहुत पॉपुलर हुए,
बहुत ही पॉपुलर
हाँ। कांचोर हीरा तो बस माय फर्स्ट रिलीज फिल्म,
करेक्ट,
वो पहले कंप्लीट हो गई थी
हाँ।
लेकिन सबसे पहला गाना जो रिकॉर्ड किया
हाँ।
फिल्म के लिए वो सिप्पी साहब का गाना था और हमारे स्वर्गीय मोहम्मद रफी साहब ने अपनी आवाज से नवाजा उसको
हाँ।
वो गाना मार्केट में नहीं आया है
हाँ।
लेकिन मैं उसको मुखड़ा आपको सुना देता हूँ,
सुनाइए।
माना के तेरे होंठ मेरा जाम नहीं है, तू मेरे लिए प्यार का पैगाम नहीं है, दिल फिर भी तेरी चाह में जलता ही रहेगा, ये सिर्फ प्यार का चलता ही रहेगा, माना के तेरे होंठ मेरा जाम नहीं है। ये रफी साहब का गायब हुआ गाना है, मुखड़ा आपको सुनाया मैंने।
नजर आती नहीं मंजिल, तड़पने से भी क्या हासिल, तकदीर में है मेरे दिल अंधेरे ही।
म्यूजिक एंड लिरिक्स, सेंस एंड सेंसिबिलिटी, फ्लैशबैक विद शीतल आयर एंड राकेश शर्मा, ओनली ऑन द पॉडकास्टर।
Which is your favorite song from Sadagar? I know I have mine.
I like Tera Mera Saath Rahe.
I think it is an excellent song. I think he thinks of it as one of his favorite songs. I wonder. Although there is, I do have an issue with that song. The antara is very high.
Okay, all right.
Darv ki chhaya hoya, that line goes incredibly
high.
Let's
listen
to a
little bit.
Yeah. That need not be that high. It feels like, first of all, you know, the voice was turning and that
so scared of saying something against the Nightingale of India, as you should be.
I am never scared.
Yeah.
So anyway, Saudagar, which was his first big hit, was also a Rajshri film. It was also an interesting film because Amitabh Bachchan was in a negative role-ish in that film, and Nutan was excellent in the film as well. And in a short span of 3 years, he gave us albums that rank among his
best.
Yeah. So there's Saudagar, and that was in 73. Then came Chor Machaya Shor.
Right.
We'll come to that in a little bit because everybody knows about Le Jayenge, Le Jayenge, etc. That was 1974. Geet Gaata Chal, Do Jasoos, Chit Chor, Fakira, Tapasya. All of these excellent albums, I think, which rank among his best, were all in a span of 3 years.
3 or 4 years. In many ways, quite like the other art, no? Since we spoke about Superstition, Rajesh Khanna, quite a number of his hits happened in a very short period of time, 69 to 73.
Yeah.
And he was pretty much then after that, you know.
And quite unlike Amitabh Bachchan that we spoke of, who gave a series of what was it, 14 flops?
Yeah, duds.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what's also interesting is that around this time is also when he landed on his two feet, not just as a musician, but also as a lyricist, right? I mean, he he's one of those few people who's pretty much written all of the songs that he's composed.
Yep. Same like so, Ravi, who yeah. not all, but really. He did compose.
He did
write a lot of the lyrics himself, yeah. Ravi as well.
We'll come to that a little later. But one other thing to, I think, look out for is this sort of very folksy or very rustic flavor in all of his songs, and that's really what I would associate for the longest time with Ravindra Jain for mm-hmm. some reason, probably in the choice of voices, or even for that matter the kind of movies that dominated the first decade of his career, mostly Rajshri films, mm-hmm. Which had that kind of appeal.
And a lot of their films in the 70s and 80s were based in small towns or villages. Nadia Ke Paar, Abodh, Saudagar, for example. So many of them. It was only, I think, perhaps in a big way that Rajshri went to town, if you will, with Maine Pyar Kiya. Before that, it was small towns, small town sensibilities. And Ravindra Jain sort of fit that mold of composition so perfectly because his idea of what music in films should be was also very much along those lines. That it should be simple instrumentation rooted in Indian classical music and folk tunes and using words that you don't often hear in other songs. Yeah. The word that always comes to my mind is Batuhiya, which I don't think has been used in any other Hindi film song anywhere.
Yeah.
And he wrote those lyrics as well. So clearly it was a sort of meeting of minds between the Rajshri, the Barjatiyas and Ravindra Jain. Probably also some Marwadi connection.
Calcutta influences. He spoke about that, right?
Yeah.
He said that from Aligarh, there was that, Avdi, all of that, it was in his blood. Then he went to Calcutta and there, Assamese, Bengali, Oriya, all those influences. And then he came to Bombay.
Yeah.
And there was that. So you hear a lot of that. And since you brought up the word, we've got to play the song.
Which one?
Kaun Disha Mein. This is a song that, I think has that word that Rakesh.
But to hear.
And this one also, right? Bengali lyrics. Sona Kare Jhilmil Jhilmil.
Mm.
If you haven't heard that one, this used to be one of my all-time favorite songs at one point. It has that flavor.
Brishti Gore.
Tapur Tupur.
Yeah. And there is lots of, obviously, Bengali songs that have Tapur Tupur in it. In fact, I think Tapur and Tupur Chatterjee were named for this song, wasn't it? And I think Salil Chaudhary has a song that has a lot of Tapur Tupur in it. I'm forgetting about it, but you will hear about it because we are going to have a Salil Chaudhary episode soon because we have an archival interview with the daughter, that is Antara Chaudhary.
Right.
But we are digressing. Here, Ravindra Jain is going to talk about his influences because this is a man rooted in Indian classical music himself with a lot of training. His music reeked of that mitti ki sugandh.
Yep, and here he talks about some of his contemporaries. He came into the industry at a very difficult time, dominated by the R.D. Burmans, Lakshmi Pyares of the world in the 70s. But he talks about the people who influenced his taste in music, I would imagine, and also some of his contemporaries. In that, he also mentions a very interesting name.
A very interesting
name. From the 40s, you wouldn't really ever hear
this. Would be 51, I think. Lahore came in 1951, but it is one of those wonderful names. This happens to be one of my all-time favorite songs, the one that he speaks of, actually.
Yeah, I meant the music director.
Shamsundar.
Dominated the late 40s, yes, Shamsundar. And you will hear him talk about a favorite song as well.
सबसे पहले तू जिसमें आपसे अर्ज किया कि अलीगढ़ में टैगोर तुम्हें सुनता था जब बंगाली कुछ फैमिली थी उस शहर में.
हाँ जी.
तो उनके लिए मैं कलकत्ते गया. तो वो नंबर वन तो वहाँ से शुरुआत हो गई थी.
हाँ.
फिर हमारे जो सीनियर्स कंपोजर्स मेरे जितने हैं, मेरे मुझसे सीनियर हैं जिन्होंने मुझसे पहले काम किया है यहाँ पे, जिनमें रोशन साहब हैं, मदन जी हैं, मास्टर श्याम सुंदर जी हैं, नौशाद साहब हैं, खयाम साहब हैं, सभी मेरे सीनियर जो सब जितने मेलोडी ओरिएंटेड लोग थे ना. अब तो वो चूंकि अब गिमिक्स ज्यादा हो गए हैं, ऑर्केस्ट्रेशन ज्यादा हो गया है.
हाँ.
लेकिन जब मैंने यहाँ कदम रखा था तो बड़ा टफ कंपटीशन था मेरे लिए यहाँ पे.
अच्छा.
तो सभी बड़े बड़े कंपोजर यहाँ थे उस वक्त.
अच्छा.
है ना, जब मेरी एंट्री थी तो 70s की बात कर रहा हूँ, तो सभी लोग थे, चित्रगुप्त जी थे, मदन जी थे, आशा सतवी भी हैं हमारे, और तमाम लोग थे. लक्ष्मी जी वगैरह का पीक पीरियड था, दोस्ती उनसे रिलीज हुई थी.
हाँ.
पंचम था, तो सभी लोग वरुण साहब.
हाँ.
तो मतलब ये वरुण साहब के भी गाने बहुत बड़े अच्छे बड़ा प्रेरित किया उन्होंने मदन जी ने, तो इन सबको कलकत्ते से सुनता आता था ना मैंने, मगर ये कभी मैंने ये नहीं किया कि उनके रास्ते पे कहीं चलना है, नहीं
हाँ।
वो मैंने नहीं कोशिश की, उनसे एक प्रेरणा ली, लेकिन अपनी तरफ से जो मैं कर सकता था थोड़ा बहुत जो मैंने किया, वो अपनी एक इंडिविजुअलिटी रखी है अपने काम में, बस वो हम किसी न किसी से जैसे हम कहते हैं ना कि वो पैतृक संपत्ति में कुछ ना कुछ आदमी को मिलता ही ना तो वो वहाँ से जितना मिलना था वो तो हमेशा भी जहाँ मुझे चाहिए होता है उन लोगों को सुन लेता हूँ, उनसे सलाह कर लेता हूँ, लेकिन वो ऐसा नहीं कि किसी के उस रास्ते पे हमको जाना है, सबका अपना रास्ता है। और ये रात तो कंपाउंड है, जैसे आपको कंपाउंड मिल गया उसे आपको मेडिसिन बनानी है ना, ठीक है ना, कंपाउंड तो सेम है ना, मदर टीचर है उसी से आप सब दवाइयाँ बनाएंगे। तो जैसे फोक है हमारे, राग हैं, उनको कैसे अच्छे, वो तो ग्रामर तो हमको पता ही है, उसमें अपनी सोल डालनी है ना, वो हमारा काम होता है।
सुर तो साथ ही है, सभी लोग वही सात सुर लेके,
सात सुर से पूरी पूरा ब्रह्मांड उसी से मुखरित है ना, वही सबको इस्तेमाल करने हैं, लेकिन उसमें आपने अपनी एक्सप्रेशन का मीडिया क्या रखा है, एक्सप्रेशन आपका कैसा है। और मेरे यहाँ तो चूंकि मैं खुद लिखता भी हूँ, राइटिंग और म्यूजिक का दोनों का एक समन्वय है करता हूँ, तो उसमें मुझे आसानी होती है अपनी बात कहने में।
सपनों के गांव में प्यार की चाबी मिठाई रखना, सजना सजना।
देखिए वरुण साहब ने बहुत अच्छा काम किया, ठीक है, उन्होंने बंगाल को, नॉर्थ बंगाल को, रेगोर को, नजरुल को, सबको सामने रखा। रोशन साहब बड़े वर्सटाइल थे, है ना, मदन जी अच्छे थे, लेकिन उनको टाइप्ड कर दिया लोगों ने गजल के लिए ही,
करेक्ट,
मानने लगे। और बाकी बहुत तमाम कंपोजर्स हमारे बहुत अच्छे थे, जिन्होंने रागाश्रित गाने बनाए ना, रागों पे आधारित, है ना, लोकगीतों पे आधारित। मैंने थोड़ा सा उसमें ये किया कि कॉम्बिनेशन मैंने भी यही रखा है, लेकिन मैं उसका जो अरेंजमेंट करता हूँ वो थ्रू वेस्ट थ्योरी करता हूँ, उसका जो हार्मनी वगैरह लिखना है, उसका जो अरेंजमेंट है ना, ऑब्लिकोडोज हैं वो सब हैं, तो उसको थोड़ा सा डेकोरम जो है ना वहाँ से लेता हूँ, सोल हमने अपनी रखी है उसमें, है ना। गाने तो पुराने सभी, कोई भी गाना उठा लीजिए, फ्रॉम श्याम सुंदर जी, राजन की गलियाँ छोड़ से लिखा उन्होंने, पहाड़ी बनाया, और कितने लोगों ने, हमारे तमाम कंपोजर्स हैं जिन्होंने, जो अब तक मतलब अनफॉरगेटेबल हैं, है ना।
One of your favorite songs, right?
All time. One of my great favorite songs of ours.
Yeah, not a Ravindra Jain composition. So let's come back to the subject of flashback today. You know, one of the things, Rakesh, we discovered about Ravindra Jain, that he was very witty. He was very good with jokes. In fact, we've got a bunch of those coming up for you a little later.
A lot
on.
Of dad jokes, actually.
Yeah, but he was asked about, you know, why he didn't choose to work with the A-list set of playback singers. And he said, well, the problem with that is they will get 75... percent of the marks or the credit, and you get left with the 25.
Yeah.
But in this case, when you work with different playback singers, relatively unknown ones, you get a larger share of the credit.
And that is true. And there is, of course, just like there was a Lata monopoly in the rest of the industry, there was a him Lata monopoly when it came to Ravindra Jain songs. She sang a lot of songs for him, just like there was a host of other singers who sang a lot for Ravindra Jain, and that's what he will talk about in this clip.
सुरेश है, सुरेश को मैंने एक कंपटीशन से चुना था, सुर सिंगार संसद, यहाँ पर नारायण जी का एक मंच है, उसमें आया था वो, क्योंकि वो एक गुरु के यहाँ ही रहते थे, जयलाल जी बसंत उनके यहाँ सीखता था, और हेमा वो अपने, उसके फादर बड़े अच्छे सिंगर थे, उनकी उसकी फॉर्मल ट्रेनिंग वहाँ हुई, आरती जी बहुत अच्छा मेले कलकत्ते से सीख, तो ये क्या मेलोडी ओरिएंटेड लोग थे सब, ठीक है ना, इन सब में एक खास बात थी, और नए लोगों के साथ काम करने का एक ये है कि उनको एंथुसियाज्म जो है ना काम करने का वो रहता है,
अच्छा,
क्योंकि उनको करियर बनाना है ना, तो आप उनको थोड़ा सा आपका उनको सहारा मिल जाए तो उसको फिर अपनी जगह बना ले। बस बेसिक तो बात प्रतिभा तो गॉड गिफ्ट होती है, तो यहाँ के उसको निखारना या उसको पॉलिश कर लेना या सीखना वो एक हमारे हाथ की चीज है, हमारे अपना श्रम है उसमें काम आता है, लेकिन एक्चुअली तो वहाँ से मिलता है ये, है ना, जो जिसके अंदर होता है। तो इस तरह ही उसको सुरेश कॉम्पिटिशन से चुना, हेमा को कलकत्ते से जानता था, वहाँ से बहुत छोटी थी, वहाँ से जब बॉम्बे आ गई तो फिर उसको मैं बाद में आया, फिर उसको काम दिया राष्ट्र की फिल्मों के थ्रू काम आया, और जसपाल वकालत करता था बेसिकली वकील था, लेकिन वो रिहर्सल के भी हो गया था सचिन के साथ, क्योंकि ये मिल गया था, हमने कहा नहीं इसके एक्सपेरिमेंट नहीं करते, नए लड़के को लेंगे। सचिन वासु सिंह दिस उसको ही गाने थे सारे गाने की, तो चल के रिहर्सल भी हो गए थे उनके गाने। तो इस यशुदास जी फिर चोर से आए,
आज से पहले आज से ज्यादा खुशी आज तक नहीं मिली।
क्या है, सिर्फ जबान का ये प्रॉब्लम था ना,
करेक्ट,
भाषा सुर तो वही है,
करेक्ट,
थोड़ा सा प्रेजेंटेशन है, साथ में उसका जो एक उनकी सिंगिंग की अपनी शैली है,
हाँ,
उसको थोड़ा सा प्रॉब्लम आता था,
हाँ,
लेकिन वो यशु का पिकअप क्योंकि होशियार है और क्लासिकल सिंगर है, कंसर्ट गाते हैं,
हाँ,
और बहुत नॉलेजेबल है।
अच्छा।
और देखो ये तानसेन जैसी बड़ी फिल्म मैंने कमाई है उनको, तानसेन अभी रिलीज नहीं है, बनी नहीं है, बट इट्स अ ब्यूटीफुल कॉम्बिनेशन,
okay.
आप सुनिएगा तो आपको लगेगा ये गाने कभी पहले नहीं सुने, अनहर्ड है।
अच्छा।
I have worked so hard on the subject. I have project Tansin ji as a composer. सिंगर तो थे ही वो, क्योंकि राग बहुत सारे बनाए थे ना, तो उनको एज ए कम्पोजर उनको मैंने प्रोजेक्ट किया है, और हम लोग कोशिश में कि उन गानों को जल्दी आपके सामने लाएं। तो वो एक डेफिनेटली एक एसेट होगा हमारी इंडस्ट्री के लिए, हमारे जो श्रोता है ना जो थोड़े से क्लासिकल ओरिएंटेड हैं, उनको बहुत अच्छा लगेगा।
गालो चतुर सुजान चढ़ज ने पाया ये वरदान।
Did that film ever come out?
No, it didn't.
It's a pity though, because clearly, these songs were composed with Yeshudas in mind. And this is, of course, an oft-quoted thing about Ravindra Jain. He was asked what he would like to see or whom he would like to see if he got sight. And he said Yeshudas would be it. He truly revered the man's talent. And we also heard about the different kinds of singers that he worked with.
And while on the subject of sight, right, there was this other, you know, thing that he said, we mentioned right up front, I think there's very little he's spoken of his own visual impairment, and if that ever was an impediment to his success, clearly not. But nevertheless, when he was asked of this once, he chose to go all philosophical on it, and we'll play you the clip.
And a bit humorous.
Yes.
कैसी अजीब शर्त है दीदार के लिए, आंखें जो बंद हों तो वो जलवा दिखाई दे, आप चाहे सामने से देख लें या मैं कई बार कहा करता हूं कि मैं बाईपास के रास्ते से जाता हूं। बाईपास मतलब जो रास्ता कानों का है।
So that was Ravindra Jain on the ability to see without sight.
And ability to sort of see better, I suppose, because he took the bypass that went straight to his ears, as you heard yourself. And while on the subject of bypassing the glut and going straight to what actually touches your heart, these are some of the favorite songs of his own and that he has composed, of which, of course, no surprise, Yesudas features quite prominently.
सबके गाने बहुत अच्छे हैं। अभी मतलब मेरी सीनियर्स ने तो इतना अच्छा काम किया है कि मैं आई ट्राई टू यू नो आई ट्राई टू मैच माई सेल्फ विद देम, बट आई फेल टू मैच।
ऐसे मत बोलिए,
दे आर सो ग्रेट, लेट मी टेल यू वेरी ऑनेस्टली। मैं मुझे मालूम है ना, लेकिन हाँ ये है कि इतना जरूर हुआ है कि आज के लोग, अब जो लोग कहते हैं उनका कहना ये कि उस जनरेशन में अभी लास्ट मेरा ही बचा है, मैं उसके उस श्रृंखला में उस सीरीज में जो पुरानी और नई जनरेशन के बीच में हूँ, है ना, तो दोनों तरह की जिम्मेदारियां मुझे देखनी पड़ती हैं, पुराने लोगों की भी आबरू रह जाए, और नए लोगों के साथ भी हमसे पीछे ना रहे, हमारा म्यूजिक ये ना हो जाए कि आउट ऑफ डेट लोग कहने लगे हैं।
करेक्ट करेक्ट,
तो वो एक बड़ी जिम्मेदारी का काम है। बट आई एम ट्राइंग टू कोप अप, कोशिश कर रहा हूँ कि उसमें ठीक हो जाए सर। वो एक शेर है उर्दू का कि है जस्तजू के खूब से है खूब तर कहाँ, है ना, बेटर से बेस्ट बेटर ढूंढता रहता है आदमी ना। अब ठहरती है देखिए जाकर नजर कहाँ, तभी तक तो तलाश ही है। गाने कोई गाना टोटलिटी में कोई गाना अच्छा हो जाता है, अच्छा लिखा भी जाए, अच्छा गाया भी जाए, है ना, अच्छे सब शादी का पिकअप, लता जी की टोनल क्वालिटी वॉइस की, रफी साहब की मेलोडी, तलत साहब का डिक्शन, मुकेश जी और किशोरदा की थ्रो, ये सब चीजें जो है ना अब
मिलते नहीं,
आप नहीं मिलते, बहुत मुश्किल है। अरेंजमेंट हो जाए, रिकॉर्डिंग हो जाए, है ना, सारी बातें एक साथ जब हो जाती हैं। और फिल्म का गाना तो एब्सोल्युटली फिल्म के लिए उसी से सिचुएशन से एक भी लफ्ज इधर उधर नहीं होना चाहिए।
करेक्ट,
फिल्म की जो कहानी कहना चाहता है, जो आर्टिस्ट है, जो किरदार है, और जो लोकेल है उसका, वो सब उसमें मैच हो जाए तो फिल्म का गाना हिट होता है। तो वैसे मुझे चिचोर के गाने अभी भी हॉन्ट करते हैं, तुझे मेरे सुर में है, जब दीप जले आना है, है ना, और अखियों की झलक का टाइटल है हिमा का गाना, फिर वो लता जी का फकीर का गाना है दिल में तुझे बिठा के, किशोरदा का चोर मचाए शोर का घुंघरू की तरह अभी भी अभी तक फंक्शंस में लोग सुनते हैं।
धूप हो छाया हो दिन हो कि रात रहे तेरा मेरा
But of course, his biggest hit was yet to come, and that was to be with Raj Kapoor.
Raj ne raj barson dilon pe kiya, apne andaaz se zindagi ko jiya, de gaya jaate jaate nishani yahi, usne Ganga ko meli na hone diya. Ganga hamari, oh Ganga hamari, kahe baat. ये रोते रोते राम तेरी गंगा मिली हो गई पापियों के पाप धोते धोते ओ राम तेरी गंगा मिली हो गई पापियों के पाप धोते धोते
तेरी गंगा मेली हो
Raj Kapoor, of course, the association of Raj Kapoor and music began with Aag, because a lot of people credit him as a music director himself because he had an incredibly keen sense of music. And Shankar Jaikishan and Raj Kapoor, the three of them, it is believed, created the music together. So first, of course, there was Shankar Jaikishan, but Aag's music was by someone else, actually, Ram Ganguly, if I'm not mistaken. And then came Shankar Jaikishan, and that era went on for a long time. And then for various different reasons that we will not go into because it's beyond the scope of this particular episode, in the 70s that changed and Lata wanted her boys, Lakshmi Pyare, to take over the baton. And that's what happened. And after that, in the 80s, for some reason, Raj Kapoor made the shift. And that began with Ram Teri Ganga Meli and Ravindra Jain. Yeah. And even in this, there is some confusion. I'll tell you why that is. Like I said earlier, most of these songs came out of a bank that Shankar Jaikishan or Raj Kapoor may have composed. And this is what happened in Ram Teri Ganga Meli as well. By the time it was 1985-86, it was a huge ghazal revolution had already begun. The quality of film music was deteriorating and there wasn't one album to sort of make it big. But then Sun Sai Basun changed all of that. Sun Sai Basun had been proclaimed by HMV at that time to be its topmost seller in 75 years. So when we say monster hit, this was a monster hit.
Right.
And obviously there was a function to celebrate this at the Taj apparently. And Lata is believed to have said, Raj Kapoor ji, unke tarike mein ek music director khud hai. It's, I suppose, a bit of a slap in Ravindra Jain's face, considering Sun Saiba Sun had become such a big hit. But here is another twist. Some people believe this was, in fact, a Jai Kishan tune composed all the way back in 1952 for a film called Ajanta, which never got made. It was supposed to have Nargis in it. And this was a tune that was okayed by RK, composed by Jai Kishan, to go on Nargis. And it never got made. And now, 34 years later, it was a spectacular success in the form of Sun Saiba Sun. So we don't really know the compositional origins of possibly Ravindra Jain's biggest song in his career. But it is for this film and for the rest of the songs, which I'm guessing are his, that he won his only
Filmfare Award. Correct. So that's what we're about to listen to. His relationship with Raj Kapoor, some bits on the making of the soundtracks of Ram Teri Ganga Maili, Hina. He talks about all of that in just a bit.
He was a very caring person. He was a choosy. He was very selective, very choosy, and he lived in all the time. और उनके साथ मैंने कुछ भी नहीं देखा. जब भी कोई बात हुई, सिनेमा की बात हुई, दुनिया में कितने बड़े तूफान आ जाएं, सुख तो हो, कुछ हो, कोई कुछ नहीं था. It was complete सिनेमा उनका, वही मैंने देखा. हॉस्पिटल में फोन किया तबीयत पूछने के लिए, तब भी वही गाने की सिचुएशन सुनाने लगी मुझे. मैंने कहा ये दिस इज समथिंग, यू नो,
करेक्ट,
दिस वाज द लव, यू नो, फॉर द पैशन. आपका
पैशन बहुत ही रहा उनको,
कमाल था बस. और हिना तो उनके सामने मेरी म्यूजिक डिस्कस हो गया था हमारा. एक गाना सिर्फ वो जाने वाले हमने बाद में बनाया, बाकी चिट्ठी उनके सामने रिकॉर्ड किया. मैं देर करता नहीं, वो रिकॉर्ड किया और हिना का टाइटल डिस्कस हो गया था. वो सब रिकॉर्ड हमने बाद में किया, तीन गाने उनके सामने रिकॉर्ड किए. एंड देन ही वेंट टू दिल्ली, फिर ही नेवर वेंट बैक टू बॉम्बे. ना वही था. मगर राज साहब के गाने तो उनको तो खैर म्यूजिक ही खुद बहुत अच्छी समझ थी उनको. मगर मेरे साथ कभी उन्होंने इंटरफेयर नहीं किया. कभी ये 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 नहीं जताया कि मैं राज कपूर हूँ और तुम्हारे साथ पहली पिक्चर कर रहा हूँ. नेवर, इट वाज नेवर देयर. और डब्बू ने भी उसी तरह ट्रीट किया. हिना भी, चूंकि हमने कम्प्लीट की ना राज साहब के जाने के बाद, तब डब्बू जी और हमने ही मिलकर सारा काम किया है. दोनों फिल्म में जता जी की टोनल क्वालिटी हिना तक आपने देखा होगा, बहुत ही अच्छी. हिना में जो चिट्ठी है और जाने वाले, क्या आवाज लगी है, कमाल है ना. क्या मतलब वो गिफ्ट इन दो सदियों में तो अभी तक नहीं सुनाई पड़ा है, वैसी आवाज से नहीं सुनी है.
मैं हूँ खुश रंग हिना, प्यारी खुश रंग हिना, जिंदगानी में कोई रंग नहीं मेरे बिना. हो मैं हूँ खुश रंग हिना,
खुश रंग हिना.
मेरे सबसे अच्छा जो मेरे साथ ये था, ये जो लोग मेरे पास काम करते थे उनको, या करते हैं अभी भी, कर रहा हूँ फिल्म में, तो वो एक कॉन्फिडेंस मेरे ऊपर उनको रहता था. उन्होंने कह दिया ये इतना चाहिए हमको, फिर ज्यादा बहुत लंबा चौड़ा डिस्कस नहीं होता था. राज साहब के साथ तो बहुत ही कमाल थे. एक बार उन्होंने कह दिया ये सिचुएशन है, और काफी सिचुएशन तो मैंने ही बना के दी गंगा के लिए, उनके गानों की फिल्म, फिल्म की जो गाने थे उनका एक छोटा सा आइडिया था जिसको फिर डेवलप किया हमने. तो एक दफा उन्होंने कह दिया मुझे ये मेरी रिक्वायरमेंट है. तो राशि में तो चूंकि 17 फिल्में की हैं, अगेन दे हैव कॉल्ड मी फॉर अ नेक्स्ट वेंचर. उनके अभी गाने अगस्त में कर रहा हूँ रिकॉर्ड.
अच्छा, आप राम तेरी गंगा मैली के बारे में बोल रहे थे कुछ देर पहले, जो अपनी सिचुएशन के बारे में बोल रहे थे. वो कौन सी सिचुएशन थी फिल्म में जो
उन्होंने सबसे पहले जो गाना उन्होंने चुना फिल्म के लिए, वो आपने सुना होगा, जिसमें गाने का क्लाइमेक्स है, एक राधा एक मेरा दोनों ने श्याम को चाह, अंतर क्या दोनों की
चाहे बोलो एक प्रेम दीवानी एक दर्द दीवानी. This song, राजी सी ही चूजन द सॉन्ग फर्स्ट. उन्होंने दिल्ली में सुना था, कोई हमारे दोस्त के यहाँ कोई पार्टी थी, वहाँ सुन के गाना लिया मुझसे. फिर उन्होंने फिर बॉम्बे बुलाया मुझे, फिर एक दिन सिटिंग किया, फिर एक दिन कहानी का एक आइडिया छोटा सा नरेट किया. रामकृष्ण परमहंस से रिलेटेड आइडिया था. वो कलकत्ते का जिक्र है कि तोतापुरी महाराज आए थे पंजाब से और उन्होंने ये व्यंग किया था, सरकास्म किया था उनपे, रामकृष्ण पे, कि तेरी गंगा मैली है. तो वो वहाँ जाते जाते हुगली जो है थोड़ा पानी उसका इस तरह हो जाता है ना, गदला सा पानी
करेक,
हो जाता
करेक, हाँ.
तो उस पे ही फिल्म, उस आइडिया पे ये सारी फिल्म थी. और हुस्न पहाड़ों का चाहे वो यारा वो सब गाने, उनकी सिचुएशन मैंने उनको बना के दिए.
Sometimes a voice is enough to let us time travel. Flashback with Sheetal Iyer and Rakesh Sharma.
So in one of the interviews, he was asked about how this whole thing of writing lyrics or coming prepared with lyrics really began. And he said, like in all families, it began with Antakshari.
Mm-hmm.
When he wouldn't know a song, he'd simply just make it up. But of course, I don't think that's entirely true. His desire to hone that particular skill, I think, also came from his early days in Calcutta and being exposed. He was a big Tagore fan,
big fan.
Yeah. And on account of that, he would come prepared, apparently, mostly because it was a practical thing to do. If he said, you know, people wouldn't really give you time. So if you had a music director with tunes and nothing really to demonstrate those tunes with, they weren't going to give you time of day. So it would usually be a good idea to have some, writing ready.
Yeah.
And that's how it was a very practical need that got him to start writing his own songs. So he would not waste anybody's time. Time is precious, time is money, like he says. Therefore, go prepared. And one such song in his early kitty of tune plus lyrics was Ghungru Ki Tarah. Can you just believe it? And
fantastic.
You know, I would never really think of Ghungru Ki Tarah as a song that he wrote himself.
Yeah.
And then again, most of his songs, you'd be hard pressed to find songs that
I can only think of a few. Sun Sai Basun, for example, was Hasra Jaipuri, I think, which gives credence more to the idea
that story.
It's probably not his. There are very few other albums where Ravindra Jain has composed Have I Found Lyrics by Someone Else.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if alienated some production houses, because
they were camps.
They worked with specific lyricists all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that actually did him any favors, but he has of course written interesting, hummable, rustic lyrics, which are
well, they were very effective lyrics for
true.
The kind of movies they were. I mean Chitchor.
Yeah.
I don't think you can.
I think Jabdeep Jaliana is an excellent lyric as well.
Song.
I agree. And Akhiyon Ke Jharokhon Se.
Yeah. Oh,
which
brilliant.
Is also an excellent lyric, as well as being an excellent tune and an almost universal favorite of middle-aged ladies. I don't know why.
Which one?
Akhiyon Ke Jharokhon Se.
Middle-aged ladies. I'm sorry.
So, I was only talking about my mother. I'm calling her middle-aged.
Really?
She should be very happy. She really loves that song. And even that film, I think.
That film was based on, of course, the very, very
love story.
Love story, yes.
Yeah, and I think Nadia Ke Paar, which was Rajshri's, became Hum Aapke Hai Kaun.
Yes, it did.
Which is, and not too many years later, Nadia Ke Paar was probably what, mid 82, 83?
Yeah.
And then Hum Aapke Hai Kaun was 94. I don't know what made the Barjatias think, yeah, this is the one that we must go back to again. But anyway, the point is, Ravindra Jain did write most of his lyrics. And this was not as though it was that his lyrical and literature abilities were only coming to the fore when he had a song to compose. He would just belt out couplets at any given occasion. A few examples of which we will play for you, especially in interviews where he would just, whether it is a humorous anecdote or thinking about something deep and philosophical, there was always a couplet ready on the go. So his lyrical abilities extended well beyond music. Take, for example, this couplet where he's talking about his wife, Divya.
Divya mere is jeevan mein aayi, uske aate hi राहों में ज्योति किरण लहराई. और दोस्तों, शादी की ये रीत युगों से यहाँ पे चलती आई, भूल बुजुर्गों ने जो की है वो हमने दोहराई. और अब सुन लीजिए कि क्या गाती है शादी की शहनाई. एक उल्लू फंस गया.
एंड दिस इज एन ओड टू अ पोटैटो.
धरती के नीचे उगे और हुए विश्व विख्यात, हर हर सब्जी ब्याही गई श्री आलू जी के साथ। ओ प्यारी प्यारी तरकारियां, ओ प्यारी प्यारी तरकारियां, तरकारियां सब न्यारियां, इनमें भी हैं नर नारियां। प्यारी प्यारी तरकारियां।
Those were some examples, and now let's listen to what Ravindra Jain himself, in his very, you know, by now you'd have figured, very, very understated way, says about his own skill in this department.
वो इतने अच्छे राइटर थे, हसन साहब साहब हैं।
हाँ।
मैं बचपन से पढ़ता रहा हूँ।
हाँ।
ठीक है ना? हसन साहब के बहुत सारे गाने सुनता रहा। मैं बचपन से शंकर जी इंजेक्शन के कॉम्बिनेशन में थे। और इस तरह बहुत सारे लोग जो जिन्होंने काम किया है, उनमें अपना अपनी कैपेबिलिटी थी, अपनी क्षमता थी काम करने की, और मुझसे तो सभी अच्छे थे। बहुत अच्छे काम किया। मेरा तो मेरी मजबूरी ये थी कि मैं जब आया है तो फिर वो मैं जब किसी को गाना सुनाना होता तो कुछ लफ्ज के बिना तो गाना समझते नहीं थे लोग। जो थोड़ा बहुत जो टूटे फूटे बोल लिखता था ना, वही उनको पसंद आ गया और वो गाने रिकॉर्ड हो गए।
अच्छा,
इस तरह मुझे राइटर बना दिया गया। वैसे मैं लिटरेचर पे काम करता रहा हूँ, अभी भी कर रहा हूँ। आई एम वर्किंग ऑन कुरान, उसका जो मुस्लिम्स का जो रिलीजियस बुक है,
करेक्ट,
उसको मैंने ट्रांसलेट किया है, भी हाफ ऑफ द वे हो चुका है। सामवेद पे काम कर रहा हूँ, जैनिज्म पे काम किया है। इस तरह जो है ना उसमें हूं,
बहुत ही रिलीजियस।
हाँ, लिटरेरी भी दोनों चीजें कर रहा हूँ। टैगोर को भी ट्रांसलेट कर रहा हूँ, हिंदी कर रहा हूँ। बड़े बड़ा काम है ये, तो लाइफ टाइम जॉब है सारा। लेकिन ये इसलिए है कि हर भाषा हर आदमी जानता नहीं, और जो उसको नहीं जानता उसमें क्या लिटरेचर है उससे वंचित रह जाता है। वो डिप्राइड ना हो हमारी जनरेशन, उनकी सहूलियत के लिए, उनकी आसानी के लिए ये काम कर रहा हूँ।
Another way of reaching out to the masses was of course television.
Rakesh has insisted that this piece of cinematic, no, television brilliance,
television and musical brilliance,
be put on display for you.
Yes.
Just because it takes him back to his childhood.
It really, really does take me back. Doordarshan and Alif Laila was a big deal for us, just like it was, I suppose, a generation ago, all these Bunyad, etc. for people. Alif Laila was a big deal, especially to us children. It was based on Arabian Nights, and it was also Ramanand Sagar, as it happens. It's not just Ramayana Mahabharat. They did this as well, which is funny again. Jai Hanuman, which also had music by Ravindra Jain, was by Sanjay Khan.
Right.
Those were, I suppose,
different times.
Different times, beautiful times. Let's not go there. But Alif Laila is our cue to understand just how much work Ravindra Jain did in television.
Yeah, absolutely. Television was big, and he said that the one thing television did was allowed people to communicate with the masses, and that he thought was a power inherent in the medium. And we'll hear what he has to say about his work on TV.
Yep.
जब देखी फिल्मों का फिल्म में मैंने 90 तक 92 तक हिना आई मेरी राजा की दोनों लास्ट फिल्में की हैं। उसके बाद क्योंकि ये रामायण का और टीवी सीरियल का दौर चल पड़ा था, हमारे मोस्ट ऑफ माय प्रोड्यूसर्स वर इन दी टीवी सीरियल्स, तो उनके साथ काम करना था। रामायण से घर घर जो पहुंचा देती है ना, हर घर में आपको एक जगह दिला दी उसने, चूंकि वो रामायण की कथा ही इतनी रोचक है ना, और इतनी इतने आदर्श चरित्र हैं उसमें, उनके साथ जो भी लोग जुड़े उनको जाना गया, उनको नोटिस किया गया। तो सागर साहब ने बड़ी मेहनत से बनाया उसको, उनके साथ अब तक वो श्रृंखला काम की चालू है मेरी। अभी थोड़े पिछले हफ्ते उनके लिए टाइटल सॉन्ग रिकॉर्ड किया, शिरडी के साईं बाबा बना रहे हैं, तो उसके लिए अभी फिर टाइटल सॉन्ग बाबा की फिल्म, और कृष्णा किया, श्री कृष्णा आपने देखा हुआ, जय हनुमान संजय खान साहब के साथ किया। बड़े बड़े एपिक्स किए हैं मैंने जो म्यूजिकल है। अब वैसे तो फायदा नहीं, एक टाइटल सॉन्ग हो किसी सीरियल में तो उसका हमको कुछ उतना नोटिसेबल नहीं रहता है। चूंकि अब म्यूजिकल सीरियल बनते कम है, वे शिरडी वाला जो सीरियल हम बना रहे हैं इसमें सब ज्यादातर म्यूजिक की सिचुएशंस हैं हमारे साथ हैं।
अच्छा,
ये तो बिल्कुल एक दूसरे के पर्यायवाची हैं, भक्ति और संगीत जो है ना,
वो दोनों की मिलाप है।
बिल्कुल बढ़िया बढ़िया।
अच्छा,
और मुझे बचपन में किसी ने प्रोफेसी की थी
हाँ।
कि तुम्हारा जो भक्ति संगीत होगा वो ज्यादा तुम्हारे तुमको नाम देगा।
अच्छा?
और इसका, इसका सबसे पहला प्रमाण वो गीत का था जो का गाना है
हाँ।
श्याम तेरी बंसी पुकारे राधा नाम
है हाँ। आरती मुखर्जी की आवाज में,
आरती जी और देशपाल ने गाया है।
कौन नहीं बंसी की धुन का गुलाम, राधा का भी श्याम वो तो मीरा का भी श्याम।
लोग करे मीरा को इन्हीं बदनाम।
So a flashback that really comes to you on the occasion of International Day of Persons with Disabilities, not exactly because that was on the 3rd of December, but I can tell you this much about corporate India. There's probably a lot of attention that this area of work in companies is getting about
yeah.
this time. Although it was interesting, Rakesh, right, that Devi actually spoke to a fairly significant media company,
huge
company, and they said that they did not, A, have anyone on their rolls who was a person with a disability, and that I found
pretty shocking. Yeah.
Although they have the policies and all the frameworks in place, I'm guessing they do. But yeah, this is that time, and I realize in all of these conversations in the corporate world, one does need to remember to tiptoe around phrases. For example, you do say PWD, persons with disabilities. You don't use any other phrase in the corporate world to refer to the people with disabilities.
This is also the problem, right? They just know the vocabulary, they know the jargon, they understand what is correct to be said and what is not correct to be said. But I don't know how much it is actually resulting in people with disability, persons with disabilities being recruited. Is there an active drive to have people on your roles who have disabilities?
Yeah,
isn't much.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, I can't say that, you know, corporate India isn't doing anything at all. I have, every year I get to speak to people who are very appreciative of the work that these organizations are doing to make the workspaces friendly from an access perspective. So there is work that is happening, but maybe just not enough. And that really brings us to
exactly. The persons with disabilities, especially as they're portrayed on celluloid, are always, there is a certain sanitized version of them that we get on screen.
Right.
You know, you can't have fun with them. They can't make jokes. The backstory always has to be something sad. When you think of narratives with persons with disabilities, you think of films like Sparsh, you think of Kamoji, you think of, good films, but films that are often devoid of humor.
Right.
And that makes it seem like the narrative, the major background music, if you will, of such people is one that is filled with misery.
Right.
That is not the case, as is evidenced by Ravindra Jain himself. He was full of dad jokes, one after another, as you will hear some of them yourself.
एक स्कूल के लिए हमारे पास आया कि भाई प्रोग्राम करना, चैरिटी शो बहुत करते हैं ना, आपको पता है ना, हर आदमी चैरिटी शो ही करने आता है हमारे तो कहा कि स्कूल के लिए करना है, तो मैंने कहा आप ऐसा कीजिए कि बड़े बड़े स्टार्स के नाम दीजिए, जो 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 आप दे सकते हैं सबके नाम छपा दीजिए और मेरा भी नाम डाल दीजिए कहीं, और फिर ऐसा करेंगे कि हम नहीं आएंगे जिस डेट पे प्रोग्राम होगा आपका, उस दिन हम लोग नहीं आएंगे। तो कहने, क्या बात कर रहे हैं आप, इससे तो बहुत मुश्किल हो जाएगी, ईंट पत्थर चल जाएंगे। तो मैंने कहा आपको प्रोग्राम किस लिए करना है, तो मैंने कहा स्कूल की बिल्डिंग के लिए। मैंने कहा बिल्डिंग में क्या लगता है ईट पत्थर ही चाहिए ना, तो जमा हो जाएगा। वो मैम साहब का जिक्र आपको सुनाया था ना, तो मैं वहाँ पे अपना ब्यूटी पार्लर में बैठी हुई थी
जी,
तो पता नहीं उनको क्या सूझा, हेड मसाज करा रही थी, तो क्या याद आ गया उसको, कहने लगी कि देखो ऐसा करो तुम मेरे सर में थोड़ी सी लिपस्टिक डालो।
सर
वही चूंकि मसाज से लिपस्टिक का क्या था, कहली थोड़ा रोज भी डालो, थोड़ा पाउडर डालो, थोड़े आईब्रो पेंसिल वेंसिल, वो जो कुछ मेकअप की चीज़ें होती हैं, क्या करना क्या है आपको, कहना तुमको मालूम नहीं मुझे माइंड मेकअप करना है माइंड मेकअप करने के लिए उन्होंने इतने मेकअप का सामान डलवा लिया सर मैं कई बार कहता हूँ टीवी और वीवी दोनों काफ़ी, दोनों में सामंजस्य है। बोथ आर हैंडी, बोथ आर कलरफुल, बोथ आर बोरिंग एट टाइम्स, बोथ आर इन द बेडरूम।
Well, that's something that I certainly discovered about Ravindra Jain. I wouldn't have put him as someone who, you know, he said the kind of things appropriate. Somehow, every episode of Flashback, I realized we are making some sort of a comment on the then and now from a point of view of what used to be okay to say back in the
that
day
is true.
And is not okay
that
to
is
say
true.
Right
that
now.
That is true.
Like when he spoke about TV and BV.
Yeah, both are in the bedroom and both can be boring also.
Oh, Lord.
And Ravindra Jain was also somebody who traversed various media. This is not something that we have seen with the other people that we have featured here. It was not just the matter of cinema and television. It was also the fact that he composed for ballets. It was devotional music. And he did compose in different languages as well. Malayalam, for example, Telugu, Tamil, Bengali, yes. Mm-hmm. All of this. So he had his fingers in various different pies. And it was also a life that was not without its ups and downs, because clearly he stopped composing for mainstream films in the 90s because mm-hmm. there were no takers for that kind of music, because, you know, it was a different era altogether. And we remember fondly, people in our 30s are very fond of 90s music. But we must also remember that 90s music, some duds were there. And it was simply not the era for melodious music, if you will. Yeah. You were saying something?
But that said, you know, it's not like he didn't have his fair share of dud movies as well. I mean, there were some strange movies. I don't know if they were duds. They were probably, you know, being watched in droves in some parts of India. I don't know where. But there was, remember Rakesh?
My favorite.
Mera Rakshak.
Mera Rakshak is one.
Where, guess what, is a protector? What is a rakshak over here?
Yeah.
Not a tiger, not a dog, not an elephant. It like Hathi Mere Saathi, although this movie was made by the same man who made R. Tyagarajan. For some reason, I will never forget this name. It was a goat. Mera Rakshak was a goat.
I think this was an early reference to Greatest of All Time. It was also Paap Ko Jala Kar Raakh Kar Dunga, which was one of my great favorite titles, and also by Ravindra Jain.
And with, who was the actress in it? With her nose, finger up her nose?
No, that was Moshmi Chan. Kahani Ek Chor Ki. The poster was wonderful. Jitendra was in like an Arab's costume, and on it the leading actress was Moshami Chatterjee, who was clearly not on the best terms with the producer, because she is found inserting a good finger right up her nostril on the film's poster. But you know, this was the 80s for you, and that was also the time Ravindra Jain and his delicate sensibilities thrived, which did not continue to thrive for long after, even though he did have another innings in the 2000s. And this is the man we've come to celebrate, and we thought, what better way than to pick our own favorites, about 10 of them, from his repertoire. I'll start. Saath Hi Re Bhool Na Jana Mera Pyar, from Kotwal Saab.
Meri wafa ka e meri
घुंगरू की तरह चोर मचाए शोर, a song that he wrote and composed.
कभी उस पग में बंधता ही रहा हूं मैं, घुंगरू की तरह बजता ही रहा हूं मैं.
जब दीप जले आना चिचोर.
जब दीप जले आना, जब शाम ढले आना.
सुनैना, यू गॉट टू यूट्यूब द सॉन्ग बिकॉज यू विल सी नसीरुद्दीन शाह इन अ कंप्लीटली डिफरेंट लाइट.
इन नजारों को तुम देखो और मैं तुम्हें देखते हुए देखूं.
दिल में तुझे बिठा के कर लूंगी मैं बंद आंखें, पूजा करूंगी तेरी फकीरा.
अखियों के जरखों से, दिस इज ऑफ कोर्स द रंजीता एंड सचिन स्टारर. एंड नोटेबली रविंद्र जैन गॉट नॉमिनेटेड फॉर टू फिल्म फेयर अवार्ड्स, बेस्ट लिरिसिस्ट एंड बेस्ट म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर. आई सस्पेक्ट दैट हैजंट रियली हैपेंड, बट आई कांट बी दैट श्योर. इन एनी केस, व्हाट आई एम श्योर ऑफ इज दिस सॉन्ग बिलोंग्स ऑन द टॉप 10.
चिट्ठी है फ्रॉम हिना. And in fact, you can sense the difference. There is a beautiful video on YouTube. This is one of those rare occasions where you actually get to see a song being recorded. In this case, Ravindra Jain is there, Raj Kapoor is there, Lata is there. They're all in the studio recording Chithiye Dard Firak Waliye from the film Henna. And soon after this, Raj Kapoor passed away. So all of the songs were not recorded when he was alive. Mm-hmm. And of course, the film was directed by Randhir Kapoor. But yeah, if you can get a chance to go catch that video, but also listen to the song Chithiye, which I think is one of her better songs in her later years.
Rakesh and I sometimes argue about, you know, the way you define what's a best song. And for me, it's also something that is, you know, has popular appeal. So I have to include arguably his most famous song, Le Jayenge, Le Jayenge.
Le Jayenge, Le Jayenge, Dil Wale Dulhaniya Le Jayenge.
I know it's cheating because it comes from the same album, but I really do like Tu Jo Mere Sur Mein.
Yeah, and I think that won Hemlata Filmfare Award. Won.
Yeah.
Correct.
तू जो मेरे सुर में लाले संग गाले तो जिंदगी हो जाए सफल
तू जो मेरे मन को
That leaves one, right?
I will
already
take it.
Pick. Okay.
It's one of my great guilty pleasures. It's Sun Saiba Sun. I genuinely
I agree, actually.
Song
that song has to be there. In fact, I'd say Anardana also. I mean, it's one of those songs.
Yeah, and you know, all said and done, Ram Teri Ganga Meli was a fairly interesting album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Husn Pahadon Ka was a great song. And Ik Dukhiyari Kahe, Baat Ye Rote Rote, the title track. And Ik Radha Ik Meera is a nice song.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was an interesting soundtrack. That Pahadi vibe was very much there. And it had that Raj Kapoor chaap also. Because it didn't feel like a Ravindra Jain album.
Mm-hmm.
There were, sure, aspects of his sort of Indian compositions and, you know, the instrumentation, etc. But it was much larger scale. You saw like a... You heard lots of violence. It was reminiscent of the Shankar Jaikishan type of orchestration, which is not something you saw in other Ravindra Jain albums. So I really actually quite enjoy that album, despite myself.
Mm. But you get to pick only one song, and that song you said was Sun Saiba Sun. And that brings us to the end of the episode, and we thought we'd play you something that was on Ravindra Jain's mind when we recorded that conversation with him, which was way back in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked out the other song in his own voice, and we haven't really dwelt much on his abilities as a singer on this podcast at all, but then we're going to leave you with his voice. He'll sing you a line. He sung, in fact, throughout the podcast.
True.
Here and there, so that bit is there. But there's something else pretty philosophical, right, that he...
That's true. He talks about what his ideas about the past, present and the future are, and that's always a good place to leave you with.
वैसे मैं हमेशा एक शेर कहा करता हूं कि जो व्यतीत हो गया वो अतीत हो गया जिसका हमको ज्ञान है बस वो वर्तमान है और जो अदृश्य है बस वही भविष्य है
जाते हुए ये पलछिन क्यों जीवन ले जाते
जोड़े यही जोड़े यही तोड़े सब नाते जाते हुए ये पलछिन क्यों जीवन ले जाते
Tales from a time gone by Flashback with Sheetal Iyer and Rakesh Sharma, only on The Podcaster.